to contrive to rise about the hour of noon. And if she's trimmed and rigged by five, why, this I count is very soon. Then go she to a ball or play to pass the pleasant night away. And when she home returns again, conducted by a bully spark, if that I in the least complain, she does my words and actions mark, and does likewise my gullet tear, then roars like thunder in the air. I never had a groat with her, most solemnly I here declare, yet she's as proud as Lucifer, and cannot study what to wear. In sumptuous robes she still appears, while I am forced to hide my ears. The lofty topknots on her crown, with which she sails abroad withal, makes me with care, alas, look down, as having now no hope at all, that ever I shall happy be in such a flaunting wife as she. In debt with every shop she runs, for to appear in gaudy pride, and when the milliner she duns, I then am forced my head to hide. Dear friends, this proud imperious wife, she makes me weary of my life. Sometimes with words both kind and mild, I let her know my wretched state, for which I straightways am reviled. Says she, I will appear more great than any merchant's London dame, though thou art ruined for the same. 'Tis true she is both fair and young, and speaks Italian, Greek, and Dutch. Besides, she hath a scolding tongue, which is in faith a tongue too much. I dare not speak nor look awry, for fear of her severity. My worldly glory, joy, and bliss is turned to sorrow, grief, and care. He that hath such a wife as this needs no more torment, I declare, to buy those trinkets which they lack, both stock and credit goes to rack. There's many more as well as I in famous life